You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
As we embrace the energy of new beginnings, we're taking a look today at a new book from the British physician, author, television presenter and podcaster, Dr. Rangan Chatterjee. His latest release, Make Change That Lasts, 9 Simple Ways to Break Free from the Habits That Hold You Back, is a great title to check out if you're looking for an inspiring self-help book, but without any of the unnecessary jargon and full of straightforward and manageable tips for improving your life.
Unhealthy habits are always seen as a cause of ill health. Get rid of the habits, then you'll improve your health. This sounds so easy, but we all know that it's anything but. I believe it's hard because we've got the concept of unhealthy habits all wrong. Instead of being a cause of problems that somehow needs to be eradicated, I see unhealthy habits as a symptom of other upstream problems. Problems that are very often completely invisible to us. An individual's overconsumption of sugar, for example, may be their way of dealing with a toxic work environment. Someone else's excess alcohol consumption may be their way of dealing with unresolved issues in their intimate relationships. In order to get rid of the downstream symptom, we have to first identify its upstream cause. And this means developing our powers of insight.
You might recognize Dr. Rangan Chatterjee for his TV show, Doctor in the House, his numerous TV appearances, or perhaps you simply recognize his voice from his podcast, Feel Better, Live More. Whichever it is, this new book combines a lifetime of personal experiences, personal patient stories, and advice and teachings Dr. Chatterjee heard from the guests he spoke with on his podcast. Make Change That Lasts focuses on 9 ways you can respond to things not going according to plan, ultimately helping you break free from those negative habits that hold you back. So whether it is responding to stress with overeating or just simply scrolling on your phone mindlessly because you're exhausted, this book aims to arm you with useful tips and easy habits that you can implement in your life straight away.
Effortless change is the best change of all. It's change that is automatic because it's become part of you. But even if you're not struggling with a particular habit, this audiobook truly has the power to transform your life. You can see minimal reliance as a philosophy for life. It will enable you to make sustainable changes in all aspects of your life and improve your mental health, your physical health, and your relationships. Many of my patients report it's even made them more successful. People they work with just want to be around them. Those on the path of minimal reliance have this incredible magnetism. They look in control, they feel in control, they are in control. And who wouldn't want that?
Dr. Chatterjee's book introduces 9 areas for you to focus on. I'm not going to highlight all of them, but here's just a few selected ones. Learning how to embrace small discomforts, letting go of the past, reclaiming your time, and expecting things to go wrong. I recommend taking your time with this audiobook and listening to it one chapter at a time, giving yourself time to digest the information and consider how each area relates to your own personal life. And as much as each chapter has its own merits, I would like to bring your attention to chapter 6, Expect Adversity, a section of the book which focuses on what Rangan calls minimal reliance when it comes to our expectations of what life should be like. Having a minimal reliance approach towards life is knowing that our day-to-day will not be perfect, and simply expecting that things can go wrong. By doing that, we will free ourselves from feelings of frustration, anger, and shock when we, for example, miss the bus or drop that freshly buttered piece of bread butter side down.
A few months ago, I ended up crashing my car. How did this happen? I was fast asleep when my mum's emergency buzzer went off. I quickly drove round and discovered that she had fallen. I helped her back up, got her settled into bed, and once I was happy she was all right, I left in a hurry to get back to my own bed. I reversed out of her drive in the dark and drove straight into a car that was parked on the opposite side of the road. If this had happened 10 years ago, I would have beaten myself up for days, calling myself an idiot and berating myself for not being more careful. I would also have taken comfort in the victim mindset. On top of all of this stress with Mum, now I need to sort out the car as well. Why is this happening to me? Instead, straight after I crash my car, I neither beat myself up nor fell into the trap of making myself a victim. Because of slow, steady, intentional practice over the past few years in minimal reliance, my default has started to change. Rather than cursing and feeling sorry for myself, I thought, oh well, if you're going to keep coming round to help Mum at night when you're exhausted and half asleep, of course, something like this was going to happen at some point. In fact, it's amazing it never happened sooner. And let's be honest, it could have been worse.
Dr. Rangan Chatterjee's new book, Make Change That Lasts, 9 Simple Ways to Break Free from the Habits That Hold You Back, is 6 hours and 39 minutes long and is available through the RNIB library. This is a great title if you're looking for something easily digestible with realistic tips and examples pulled from real life. Dr. Chatterjee uses his own struggles to illustrate each chapter and takes a non-judgmental tone of someone who understands that changing a lifelong habit or creating new, healthier ones is not as simple as fitness gurus and lifestyle coaches would make us believe. If you'd like to get your hands on the talking book version of this book, just visit readingservices.rnib.org.uk and sign up for your free account. Happy reading, and look out for the next self-help spotlight on the Happy Hour next month.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.